It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in places different from our own. This week, James White is back with us. He's publisher of the Benton County Enterprise down in Warsaw, Missouri. And James, welcome back. It's always good to have you.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Well, what stories has the Enterprise been covering lately? What have you been coming across, James?
Well, the biggest story lately, when we had the high winds a few weeks ago, a section of the lumber yard out on Old 65 Highway, the roof lifted off and blew into the, literally into the highway. We had to have it blocked
wow.
off on two ends, and that caused some commotion, and luckily nobody was hurt.
How about I heard something about a story you're doing next week on Springfield, Missouri police procedures. What are you doing there?
We actually ran that this week, and it was based on the girl, Haley Owens, that was kidnapped and then murdered in Springfield recently. And our own police department kind of went through steps on what would happen, you know, if we had a kidnapping here. We've had missing children from time to time, but never a kidnapping on that scale.
I'm wondering about the winter weather down in Warsaw, Missouri, and what does that do to all the activity on Main Street, James?
It comes to a screeching halt. I mean, you could shoot a cannon down Main Street when it's cold and snowy. And I was actually out on my, we put the paper out early on one of those nights when it was snowing. And, you know, from my perspective, it was kind of nice. It was just the snow and I was by myself on Main Street. It was a good scene.
And do you actually help deliver the paper at times when the weather gets pretty rough?
I do, and especially when the weather's really bad, I'll jump in and help our courier.
So the publisher helps the courier out and actually delivers the papers. I like that.
The publisher just kind of helps everybody out.
As it should be, as it should be. Your spoonbill season opens just tomorrow, I think.
Tonight at midnight, spoonbill season officially gets underway.
What is a spoonbill? What is that thing, James?
A spoonbill, it's a large prehistoric paddlefish, and they can be several feet long, and they're kind of known for their eggs. It's sort of an Ozark caviar.
And what kind of activity is that going to generate down where you are?
Well, there are already a lot of people with boats in town, and then tonight, even at the stroke of midnight, the harbor area will be packed with people headed out to snag even at night.
Why is the spoonbill so highly coveted?
I think because it's such a large fish, and it's just a long-time tradition. Warsaw used to, years and years ago on its marketing, used to say it was the spoonbill capital of the world. Now, a lot of people like to eat spoonbill. I'm not one of them, but it is, lots of folks kind of like it. But I'll stick to kind of the crappie and the bass.
And you're saying that anglers who go after this fish, they're trying to snag it? What does that mean?
Well, they use hooks, and they basically snag the fish.
Just with a hook? So it's not a line in the lure with a worm on it. This is a hook,
no,
you're saying?
No, this fish is just, you know, like dinosaur-sized fish. So they literally have to snag it with large hooks. And it's on the end of a pole, and they kind of pull it back and forth as they go down the river.
Does the fish fight or not?
No, I don't think they don't really fight. They're just, it's a massive fish, so it's kind of, there's an art to this snagging. And I'm not a huge spoonbiller, so that's about I'm actually having lunch right now at the Pig's Tail. I'd forgotten we had this interview, and a former classmate of mine is sitting across laughing because she knows that I'm probably not the best fisherman.
Well, then I understand that in April, spoonbill remains wind up sort of washing up around the Warsaw area. What happens then?
Well, what will happen in April when we start to get a little warmer weather, where the spoonbill, where they've cleaned them and that the snout has been chopped off, those kind of wash up on the riverbanks, and it kind of permeates downtown. And some people like the smell and some people don't. Most of us natives, it's kind of a sign of spring when you smell the dead fish smell kind of wafting up through Main Street. I kind of find it reassuring. You know that spring is here.
Just finally today, James, you've got some folks running to fill some seats for county offices. How's that going? Do you have enough candidates to fill all the offices, or how's that going?
It's actually going much better now. We had a position with a judgeship that was open, but a local gentleman has filed for that. So every office now has a candidate that's filed for it. Some of them will be unopposed, and some are actually opposed.
Yeah. Well, never a dull moment down in Warsaw, Missouri, James. It sounds like, you're keeping busy.
It's that time of the year, kind of the hustle and bustle will start in. I think our quiet winter is about over.
Well, that's James White. He's publisher of the Benton County Enterprise. He joins us from Warsaw, Missouri this morning. And James, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.